morning or good afternoon to you. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I encourage you to stick to one question and the biggest thing that's on your mind at the time. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines right after the first break, so you can get ready to dial in. I want to talk about up-and-coming events, and I'm really excited about this class. I just came back from Ireland, right, actually with Christmas Eve, and I've been seeing amazing things that are happening that are affecting each and every single one of us, our energy fields, what's going on Earth right now. And I saw these series. My guides were encouraging me to do a series of three classes throughout the whole year of 2012. So they're called 2012 Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation. In each class, the first one starts Tuesday, January 24th, and then Tuesday, January 31st, and February 2nd. So it's three Tuesdays in a row. And this is going to be a solid foundation from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time where you are going to, every class weaves on each other. It builds on each other. So we're literally building and strengthening your energy field. And many, many people ask me, Carrie, how do you see? How can I get in touch with my guides or my get more and live more empowered life? And I always, always talk about energy exercise, energy maintenance, strengthening your energetic tubes, and getting the snarls out of the tubes. And that's really the answer, because we are energetic beings. All the answers lie within. So what we're doing is taking the energy anatomy apart and taking it apart and giving you a stronger foundation. So I'm excited about this. There's so much that new energy that's coming down that's allowing us to break through major blocks in our energy field and really live a much more empowered life, a life of what I call grace and ease instead of kicking and screaming against the energy. So, again, that starts Tuesday, January 24th, and the cost is $33 for all three or $15 each. And if you sign up early, you get an extra break. And the class descriptions are on the internet, so I don't want to read them to you when you could go to my website and then go to calendar events, and it gives a description about each class. All participants also get an MP3 of the class so you can listen to it over and over again. So if you're not available at the time that we do have the class, you're not missing out on anything. You get the MP3, and you can get the information and continue to work with the energy. So that is the 2012 Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation. We're also running a special, and we're extending it this throughout January, and that's the Buy One, Get One Half Off special. So if you get a reading for 1 hour, you could get the next one for half off and or 45 minutes. The only rule, and I'm doing air quotes with that, is that the readings are of equal value. And people can be creative with it. I've had people last week where two friends got a reading, so they're able to split the cost of their readings, and so they got really readings half off. So you could be creative with that. The only thing is buy one, get one half off, and people have done it. It's for gift certificates. They've given birthday presents for people. They know they want a reading every year, and their friend's birthday is coming up, so they got a gift certificate for their friend, and they got it half off. So equal value, so it's buy one, get one half off. You could email my assistant, Wendy, at union1111@yahoo.com if you want any more information about that. And, again, we're going to be running that through January. We also have a free teleclass that's up on the Internet that you could listen to. And we started this we did this class, this attunement, on 11-11-11. And that really kicked off the energies that were a preview of the year 2012. So there's an increasing of frequency, increasing of energy that's all around us. And so that class, we went right into an attunement. And we joined with everyone around the world because millions of people around the world gathered during the 11-11-11 energy. And so anytime you tap into it, listen to that class, you get into that energy. It's like you tune into that radio station. You download all those high-frequency energetic codes in your energy field, and that attunes you. It's, again, like a great big brush getting the snarls out of your energy field. And the less snarls we have, the more we have flow in our life. And so that is available. It was free, and you could, the information, the call number, the PIN number is on the Internet, and you could listen to it over and over again. Also, what's very still very, very popular is the money readings, the gold coin readings. I've had amazing feedback. I have to start doing testimonials on the internet, because people have had talked to me about blocks that they've had for years and years and years around money, and that all of a sudden after the reading they're lifted. And I'm not patting myself on my own back here, because in a gold coin reading, what I do is I look at your energy field and I directly look for why and where and how you have blocks in your energy field related to money in particular. And I've seen some fascinating things about how we money is charged, it's such a charged word for us unconsciously and collectively for all of us here. And so I've seen where people have hold on to past life things where they were burned at the stake, and or their family, they fought over land and people were killed, and they still hold that pain. And so they relate money to pain, money to betrayal, money to grief, money to worse. And so that's in your energy field, and it literally can block your ability to be receiving money. So the beautiful thing about the gold coin readings, we go right into the theme. We go right into the trauma, the pain bodies, and then we transmute them. We clear them out of your energy field. And as when we transmute them, then it allows the energy to recalibrate. And then I give you tools, attunements that are directly for your energy field, for what I see that's happening with your body. And then I encourage you to work with those tools, those attunements, for at least 30 days. And so I do give the responsibility back to you and encourage you to do to work with the tools. And then, again, it's up to you. But the response has been amazing, where people have found amazing transformation because they're literally opening up their ability to receive money in particular. And when we remember that everything is energy, money is energy, but what we have collectively is that money buys experiences in this physical 3D world, but we have a lot of emotional, mental blocks around money. And this is the year 2012. It's about being able to manifest miracles into your life and be able to live a miraculous life and to be able to really feel that at oneness, that wholeness and holiness within yourself. And so abundance is a natural birthright for us. And so it's a great way to find out where the blocks are. They're only $40. And people, again, are you don't have to sign up for a reading for these. This is where you I do these on my days off. And so you get the information. And so those are the gold coin readings. Very, very popular and well worth it. People have had amazing results with those. So that's the gold coin readings, and again, we're starting up the gatherings, and there's the first one with the gatherings. That's where every Friday, and actually we're going to do it every other Friday this year. So in February, the first Friday in February, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you could do it in person or by telephone. We gather in a circle, and we talk about what energetic shifts that are happening, and then we go into how they're affecting you personally. So every single person attendant gets a mini reading to let you know how the energy shifts are happening, how they're affecting you, and what you could do to strengthen it. So it's a reading balancing at the same time, and then we do energetic attunements toward the end. So those are the gatherings that we're going to be, again, continuing throughout 2012. And a lot of stuff is coming up, so I really encourage you to, if you're not signed up for the free newsletter, to sign up, and so you could be knowing what's happening with all the different events that we're having, because I really got a lot of information from my guides to do a lot of more teaching, and this is going to be through a lot of telephone, Skype kind of teaching kind of deal, so we could reach everybody around the world. And again, I can't emphasize this year in particular. Everyone has been waiting for the year 2012 for years and years and years now. And how can you work with the energy shifts that are happening throughout 2012 and work and incorporate the energy shifts and make it a lot more easier in your life? We're really given a lot more responsibility. I saw this symbol of the guides or angels or creator, whoever you want to think of it as, giving us like this marathon stick, like a marathon runners. And when we're given this stick, we're given more responsibility on how we direct our energy with every thought, word, and deed. So people are starting to notice that they're manifesting things faster. Time is speeding up faster. And those people that are noticing that they're manifesting faster, they're also recognizing that they're manifesting either wonderful things in their life, but they also notice that if they're sending out kind of like a staticky energy or fear energy, they're receiving that faster. So that's part of that marathon stick of getting over, saying, hey, guys, we see you as we always have saw you. Each and every single one of you is a piece of God, Source, Creator, whatever that means to you. You're a part of that energy. And so we're recognizing that and having this be a co-relationship. It's a partnership. And so it's probably, you could look at it as a graduation part that we're at right now, where we're being given more responsibility and accountability. of how we direct, again, our life force, our energy. And people are feeling it. They're feeling the shifts. There's a major rebirthing going on right now. All you have to do is look at the news and the newspaper and see what's going on. But we don't have to do it through fear is what the bottom line is. We can make this transition gracefully, easily. Doesn't mean you might not have to make changes and change your perception, change how you look at life, but life is all about change. And the more you get to a sense of wholeness within yourself and really start interfacing with life differently, the more it does change how you interact with life, because you feel much more grounded. You feel much more open. You feel much more, you realize that we came down here to have feeling, loving experiences and really going back to our heart and getting out of our head and getting out of our frozen stories, our traumatic stories, and really open up our heart and understand what unconditional love is about and what is about to be as a part of Creator, a piece of Creator, a part of creation energy, and what then be able to create like a Creator in the image of God. So that's the theme of this year throughout the whole year. Communication is really important throughout the whole year in relationships. So the primary relationship we want to heal is the one we have with ourselves, where most of us have that connection to what I call the wounded child, to the ego aspect. And we want to take that wounded child and love him or her back into that wholeness, oneness state. And there's a lot of energy support around to do that. So that's a little tip for the day. And again, all those events are on the news calendar of events that you can find at the website. I'm also going to be on News for the Soul this afternoon at 4 p.m. Nicole Whitney, I'll be joining her on News for the Soul. It's a very popular show. It's an internet blog show, but she's very, very popular. This is like her 12th year. I absolutely love her. She lives up in Vancouver right now. So if you can't join us today or you want to join us later on, you could go to News for the Soul and with Nicole Whitney and join us there. So you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We're going to be going to our first break, and we're going to be opening up those phone lines. See you in a few.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
International known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Carol O'Connor Show. We're live today. I know we've had a lot of, I've been out of town. I was actually in Ireland. I had a wonderful time. So you could call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We have open phone lines, and we're taking your calls. And speaking of calls, why don't we go to those, Benny?
We do, and Happy New Year to you, Carrie. It's been a while since I chatted with you. Thank you very much. You're such a little... trendsetter, a little jet setter, I should say. So it's been hard to get a hold, you know, holding you, you know, strap you down into a chair so you can perform our show. But
it's that part, my Sag ascending part. So yeah. The Sag part likes to travel. So
you have to hone in on the Sag that loves to travel, because some of us need it very much so, like myself, but I don't get it out enough. But that's just being a Capricorn, and I like to stay grounded.
There you go.
So Kim actually is calling in from Louisiana. She had a question for you about non-light. I'll have her describe it a little bit more.
Okay.
So, Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's your question for her?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. I don't have any real news, but I'm a real big fan. So I heard somebody recently kind of connected to the New Year, and I was hoping you could kind of check in with a counselor, just kind of tell me what you thought. That they said that energetically this year, the big difference was that the non-light, they didn't really say the dark, but the non-light, would not be able to basically feed off the light anymore. In other words, there was going to be an energetic change, and that if there's like two streams on Earth right now, the light and the dark, which is simplification, but that the dark isn't going to be able to feed off the light anymore. It's only going to be able to feed off itself, and then once it does, it disintegrates.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was kind of beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, definitely. And what I've been watching, especially since last year, I've been another way I saw it energetically was this, especially during the solstice of 2011, the summer solstice, these energetic, just think of the tubes of light are coming in. So we've really upgraded our wattage of bringing in more light, right? And what it's doing is it is going right into those dark corners. And so that also means, Kim, for us individually, when I was talking about taking more accountability and responsibility, the way I see it, how it's going to affect us individually, that all of a sudden this last couple of weeks, you know the saying, the white elephant in the kitchen or the white elephant that nobody wants to talk about? All of a sudden I watched when people were avoiding stuff, either in relationships or within their self, that elephant looked like it's taking form and taking form and taking form. And I said, wow, this is amazing. So as that elephant takes form, which could be look like a block or even dark energy or non-light energy, and when it's as it's taking form, people are going to have to take accountability and responsibility of how, again, they're directing their energy, right? And so, and that light is going right into the blocks, and I see it folding in on itself. So I could see where people, so the, think of the heavier energy, it's, collapsing among itself. So I could understand what, the person is saying. But the bottom line, it always goes back to us as far as the more we take accountability and responsibility and really clean and clear our shadows, because this light is going deep into the shadow part or deep down in our subconscious patterns, pulling them up for us to be able to look at them. And as we continue to take accountability and responsibility of how we're directing our energy, because each and every single one of us are a spark of creator energy. We're part of that divinity. The more we radiate that out from the inside out, where most of us saw that outside of ourselves, so this is a real invitation for us to think of it as a candle in our heart energy and expand that candle and feel, see, sense that light filling up our whole physical body, radiating it out to the 3 feet around us, and so we become bridges of light. And so the more we have the bridges of light, the more the non-light energy again, could look like it's retracting or get pulling back because more people are putting light into the earth, right? And so it is an excited time of change and major change throughout this whole earth. So
yeah.
I can understand what they're saying.
It's real beautiful. Carrie, I heard somebody on internet radio in the early 90s say that 12-12, what they were told by their guides was that everybody's BS meter would magically appear to work perfectly. So, in other words, there'd be no lying and no deception,
right,
and that would automatically one day change the world.
Right, right. Well, that goes along with in this whole new elephant symbol that I saw just started shifting within the last week, and when it started taking form, that's, again, part of my way of it's no lying, no accountability. Those things we're trying to avoid, you know what I mean? It's like, and what I've also noticed is that when the light is coming down, people are becoming much more sensitive to people's energies, and so they're starting to pick up when people are not being congruent, you know what I mean? And so, and I'm talking about people that are, you know, very left-brained and really into their the TikTok, my way, highway kind of energy. They're starting to notice it. So as we all start noticing what we're feeling and, again, starting to take accountability and responsibility, that the no lies, people are feeling it. When I'm seeing people lie, their energy starts shaking to me, and then it starts looking like it's shaking like Jell-O. And I've said that to my kids when they were little. I used to put my hand up and say, please collect yourself because you're all shaky to me right now. And so, this theme of being able to embrace that light, embody that light, and be that light, and recognize we are. That light represents us being part of that God-sourced energy, whatever that means to you. But feel it. The whole theme of last year, what my guys were saying, it was an ability for us to embody that energy, feel it literally down our physical body, feel it from the inside out, because we've been for eons looking on the outside and thinking something on the outside defines us or has us feel connected to light, be it a money relationship, this. And so we bring those things inside of us to make ourselves feel whole and complete. When we realize that nothing on the outside will make us feel complete, that everything is on the inside, then we realize that I saw this image of us coming down to the physical earth plane. And before we come down to the physical earth plane, I saw this beautiful image of us expanded. I saw the sun, the moon, the stars, just our feeling of wholeness, and just that connection to source and to everything. And then when we hit the physical universe, I saw us folding in on ourselves in the human experience, and it looks like we zip up into our physical vessels here, but inside there's all this unfolding of our lightness in it. So when we unzip and really clear out our defense mechanisms, so work on our, again, shadow part, we're expanding our energy. It's like a flat lotus flower opening up or a bird expanding the wings, and as we do that, it looks where like the dark again could retrieve or that kind of stuff. And it will be harder and harder for us to lie or cheat or steal because we can feel it amongst in ourselves, you know, or, and other people can notice it. So, it's a great time of change. So thank you for sharing what you heard, Kim. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Yeah. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks, Kim, for calling in. Leaves another line open here. Show. Oh, there we go. Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. I ran away for a second. I didn't even know. All right. We're going to go now back to the phones. We have Michelle calling in from Seattle. Her and her dog recently got into a car accident. Now her little dog is having some issues getting back into the car. Maybe we can help out. So, Michelle, exactly explain what's going on. And sorry to hear.
Yeah. Okay. About 6 weeks ago, we were in a car accident. My dog rear-ended, and my dog was in the back, but was not physically hurt, but traumatized. And now she's afraid to get in the car and go anywhere. She's got a lot of fear, and I don't know how to get her over the fear.
Uh-huh. Have you tried to get her in the car and not go anywhere? Where she's just sitting in the car, you're petting her, you're stroking her. And I just saw even flower essences and using Rescue Remedy because it's great for animals. And and the Rescue Remedy has the formula itself is good, but I also saw they have a formula, Agrimony, and that's really good for trauma. And so I'd work with the Rescue Remedy and the Agrimony because it's severe trauma. It helps with them. So those are two different supplements there. And I'd absolutely give it to her. And I wouldn't pull her and just, because I also see that the dog is looking at your energy with the car. And I'm looking at the right side of your energy field, and 1.5 to 2 feet, it looks like it's all like jagged edges. Like imagine a picture getting ripped. And so the more the dog taps into that energy, so it's where you're holding the accident in your body and your emotional body. And so I would make sure that you're doing grounding exercises, doing something and feeling really centered and grounded while you get into the car. And, cause the biggest thing I see you guys are reflecting to each other is the car accident. So, but I also see it's not going to be something that, she has to adapt for the rest of her life. But the first thing I'd practice is having her, I'd go in the back seat with her. I'd lay down with her, stroke her, and just really, kind of build up on time there. And just having her, it's like literally getting her different pictures, but she's also showing me that she looks at you and she feels like she has to be protective over you. And then she could, with her nervousness, it's almost like, showing you part of the right side of your energy body, your emotional body in particular, that 1.5 feet. So you could work on this together and I see that's going to change positively. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye bye.
All right, I think, Carrie, let's do this. We'll run off to a quick break, and we'll resume our phone calls just so we have a little more time. So take it away.
I think that's a wonderful idea. So you listen to the Carol Conn Show. We're going to go to a break, and I'll be back in a few.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour, and we're taking your phone calls. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we're taking those phone calls to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone calls?
All right, sounds like a plan. Let's head out to Issaquah, Washington. We have Jerry calling in. She's wondering when she will have peace in her life. Let's see if we can help her out. Jerry, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Hi. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself, Jerry?
Well, I'm having caregiver burnout, and I'm just wondering when this is going to get easier and happier.
Mm-hmm. What do you do to give yourself a break in between? How do you take care of Jerry?
Well, I don't really.
Mm-hmm. Is there, because what I'm seeing, Jerry, over you is that there's people around, like your inner circle, that could give you a break, and even if it's just an hour or whatever, so you to put your feet up, close your eyes, and they'd be more than willing to sit and help. And so really pay attention to different, again, people in your circle and or different communities. I know in Connecticut they have a lot of different groups that people could come in, and people qualify for aid sitters. They have the people sit, they're called literally sitters, where they sit with the people as the caregivers can help in. And that's becoming extremely popular because with the baby booming thing, it's just going to be part of an epidemic where we're taking care of a lot of people. So literally look around and see what programs, and it literally could be a new program that's come in and around you, or it could be something where kids are doing voluntary things for school, something along those lines, or it could even be college things where they're doing a paper. So because it's not costing anything, they're coming in there with green heart, and so I would absolutely encourage you to take those when people offer, hey, I could give you a hand or whatever, or go to church groups, call up different churches around, because again, a lot of times they have either kids ready to do community service, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, working on their honor things or whatever, Eagle Scouts, and I'm just seeing there's a lot more help than you can imagine out there, and just let your fingers do the walking is what I call it, like going looking through the internet and making those phone calls, because when I look at your energy fields, that you it looks like you're deflated like a balloon, and so you do want to make sure you're taking care of yourself, because paradoxically, when I look into the energy of from now to March, your shoulders are like bending forward right now, and at March it looks like your shoulders are going back, and then from March to May it looks like you can really expand and feel like the load is really loosened for you right now. But you don't want to wait till March for that to happen. March to May, you want to take the steps that are supporting you right now and delegate and asking for help. And there's a part of Jerry where I'm seeing this there's a mirror right in front of your heart, and it's really helping you learn self-care, self-love, as you are being the caregiver. You know what I mean? Self-care is not selfish. And there's, because on the back of you, you have the superwoman's cape on. And so you want to roll up that cape and really have it become a stick where you could, the marathon stick, where you could ask for people, send off, delegate where you can. And you don't want it. The biggest thing with burnout with the caregivers is that they end up, you know, collapsing sometimes and really needing a break. So just think of your literally feeling the energies. And also another big thing, again, from March to May, it's doing self-care as far as energetic exercises. People that do caregiving, they really need to get in touch with nature. Do fires, be around a fire to bring in that fire, that passion, that life force. Go outside, be grounded, be around water. Those elements just help literally bring that clean energy into you when you're doing that caregiving. But first, again, see what's going around you. Break March through May, but you, again, don't want to wait to March for you to feel like it's your light load is getting lifted, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Very
Those
good.
Are all
You're
good
welcome.
Ideas.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
Have
Jerry.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Jerry, thanks for calling in. Hope it works out for you. And leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head back the other direction. We'll go to Bellevue. MJ's called in, and she's having some resistance to self-love. Let's see if we can help her out. So, MJ, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Very good.
So, yes, I've been doing affirmations and different exercises around self-love, and I seem to have
some big resistance and some, you know, major self-judgment on all sorts of little things. And I feel like it's unnecessary, and I feel like there's a layer of self-love below that, but I'm having difficulty accessing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And a good exercise for you, what my guides showed me a while back, is that in the bottom of the heart chakra, they showed me the heart chakra split in three different places. Actually, the thymus includes four. In the very bottom part of it, it looked like a place for us to, all of us, to unconditionally love and accept ourselves. And it makes sense that it's the bottom, because it's all of our journeys here for us to go inward and to feel that we are part of that creator energy. And that creator lacks nothing and is everything, right? And so, and that means we are literally love. And so, when you're looking, instead of looking again on the outside, go inward and feel yourself, imagine yourself, literally shrink yourself, go into your heart chakra and see what it looks like. And a lot of times when I'm doing an energy reading, I'll go right into that place, and especially when people are talking about love, partnership, and I'll look at their energy of their heart chakras on all those levels. And the 99% of the time when I go into the bottom part, it looks to me like I see a stage where the stage represents being able to stand in this life, in this world, and be able to be under a spotlight, and that spotlight represents unconditional love and accept it. So when somebody's standing there and their arms are open and their head is back, they're taking in this unconditional love down to literally their cellular body, and they're accepting it. Most people's stages are dark, dim, and I don't see them anywhere. So it is like a collective issue. But if you really feel yourself and make an exercise and as part of it, meditation, if it resonates with you, to go check out your heart chakras. Do every single step starting at the bottom, because that bottom gives us a foundation for us to be standing in love and unconditional love. And then also the energies of this coming up year are really going to help us release old blocks and real ancient old blocks that we've been carrying around for eons. And when it comes down to it, it can be as easy as what my guides showed me the last couple months as flipping a radio station or clicking, rotating out of that vibration of self-judgment. It is literally a vibration that holds a signature that could, it's an old pattern that holds you in. You could rotate yourself out of it. So I kept on seeing this symbol of like flipping a radio station, flipping a TV station. So feel yourself flip. Whenever you go into self-judgment, feel yourself flip out of it and literally get out of that, that energy. And, the more you practice clicking your mind and body out of it, the more you'll, not feel it, because it's just the trick of the ego. The ego, especially when we're looking inward, is going to show, try to get us out of looking inward, right? And it's going to distract us with all these different things. And if we realize that we all come in here and it's with that we have our own certain journeys of the human experience that that we hold on to, judgment just keeps is a way for us to look again harsher into ourselves, and it's just the trick of the ego, and just realize I'm not going for these tricks anymore, and just replace the program. So then when you're feeling judgment, the faster you could say the opposite of it. Judgment is having freedom, no opinions. You know what I mean? I don't have any opinion on anything, and literally feel it as it's like you're deleting the judgment program, and you're upgrading the no opinion liberation freedom program. You know, and feel what it feels like to feel free without any judgment. You know, and so then what you're doing energetically is you're closing down those pathways, those literal pathways within your energy field that lead the tubes that lead to that vault, is the way I see it, that have those experience of judgment, and you're creating new pathways to the unconditional love. So doing it again in meditation where you feel, see, sense yourself, and the person that you're bringing down into the heart is picture yourself with angel wings on, and that represents you in your highest form, you as a piece of creator, God source energy. And the more we could get all the senses involved as far as see it, see yourself in there, feel yourself being unconditionally loved and supported, and just imagine the energy coming up into your body, literally your physical body, filling yourself up with the energy, and again, radiating it out, especially the 3 feet around us. It fills you in the energetic cracks that our ego can create and our and daily life can create. So that will help you do it. And again, realize that the faster you could replace that program, the more you'll get out of it. And this year in particular, with the energies that are coming down, it can be as easy as flipping a switch. And when my guides first showed me that, and I'm like, you're kidding me. It can be as easy as stepping out of that program, saying no more, and and saying, I'm done with it. I've learned it. I'm mm-hmm. done with it. It just is keeping me in, again, a sense of away from that creator force energy, and creator force energy, which we're all a part of, lacks nothing and is everything. And that's, I kept on hearing them say, lacks nothing and is everything. And so whenever I see that word nothing, and I even read it out, no-thing, and it's like nothing that we're not a part of, and it really allows us to feel that omnipresence energy and to literally bring the essence, that feeling, into our bodies. So work with that and make it into a game if you can. You know, be light about it, be fun about it. And I'm also seeing you bringing fire into your heart and visualize either literally being in front of a fire and feel the fire energy go into your heart. And then I saw this white blue energy kind of doing a counterclockwise spin on the left side. And I call this a rotor spin. It's like, imagine this energy going in and clearing out in any direction of space of time, any heart blocks and that is separating you from love, and just feel it going, sweeping through your body and clearing the energy away. And that white blue energy, white is about transformation, blue is has the divine feminine blue clearing kind of energy. So there's a lot of different techniques, but go directly into the heart and really help. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Great. So thank
Very
you for your help.
You're welcome.
And
You're
happy
welcome.
New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to you, MJ. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, MJ, for calling into the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. I think we're doing the same thing we did in the last one. Let's quickly run off.
Idea.
All right. Let's run off to a break. So take it away.
Well, you listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We're going to a break, and we'll be back after a short few messages.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box, diffused in English and French, connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. So you can call 1-800-930-2819 and get your question in. So it's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking about those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Will do. Let's take Natalie now, calling in from Seattle. She's thinking about moving this next year. Is that a good idea? The 2012, is it the big move? Natalie, what do you think?
Hi, Carrie.
How are you, Natalie?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yes, we are. Our family, well, my husband and I, and we also have two kids. We're thinking about moving to a piece of land where we can actually grow our own vegetables, and so we're looking for a little bit of a switch. We live in the city in a small condo right now, so but we don't know where. We've been thinking about this for the past year, and now we're just trying to get a more concrete.
Okay. Do you have any restrictions as far as job wise? Are you going to go anywhere?
No restrictions. We'd like to stay close to our family. As far as job, husband can do an online, and
okay,
adapt.
Okay, perfect. Because I was going to say that I didn't really see any restrictions where some people have to be in a certain area. Have you gone on the, especially the last 6 months, gone and checked out places? And felt them out, and especially when the thing what I'm saying it seems, Adley, is that energetically you guys are already bent way forward. It's like you're imagine a root of a plant where only one quarter of the plant is left in the pot. So energetically, you guys are already out of that condo, right? Where you're bending way forward. The thing with that is that sometimes when we bend too forward, it can kind of block out or create like a static of where do we want to go. And especially sometimes it's we could get energetically foggy up when it's one person, never mind you're trying to adapt to the energy of your husband and two kids. You know what I mean? So it's like being able to adjust to everybody. And one thing I do highly recommend is to get an astrological chart that deals with what places are good for all of you on a whole, because there's literally, because everything is energy, and energetically some places are better for people to thrive at. You know what I mean? And so, and especially if you're moving a family, like what's the general area? Because I do see, I'm seeing that word is called astro geography or something like that. I don't do them, but I know that there's a lot of good people that do that. And so it's going to allow you guys to see where you could kind of meet up. It's like zero in. I just see this laser beam, and it's going to help you guys zone in and say, this fits our needs. This energetically supports all of us, right? And it allows us to be able to get into our new life, because sometimes, like if my, I know, I don't even have to get a chart. I know if I was to live down south, which I visited, I think is beautiful, but it's not up my energetic alley. And I know when I used to live out in San Diego in California, the west is right up my alley, and I actually can't wait to settle my stuff down here in the East Coast and move out west. So we literally can thrive in different places. So I do those charts, and again, it doesn't have to be expensive. A lot of times they could take all the family members in, names in, and they could just zone in. And where I'm looking at it, where you are right now, when I'm looking at, just imagine I'm doing an aerial view, and you're right in the center. I go off to the left side down, which seems like anywhere from 30 to 50 minutes, and I have no idea where you said where you're from, and I don't know Seattle. So you said you're in Seattle right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would be down in the left corner from you, about an hour away, hour and a half?
Close to like Oregon border.
Okay.
Oregon,
right.
Might be like Vancouver.
Okay. Actually, it was, what was interesting was I was going to ask you about Vancouver, because the first thing I heard was Vancouver, and so. If that's close to the Oregon Vancouver or issue, when I first looked at you guys, took in the energy of the astrological aspects, then I just saw that kind of area, and I did hear Vancouver again earlier, so it could be on the Vancouver Oregon line. So, and I, when it comes down to it, too, Natalie, what I'm seeing as you gather the information right now, it's a great time to. To gather it, because I'm watching you take in three, it looks like nuts, gold nuts, and gold nuts to me is golden opportunities. It's related to your husband and the kids, and you're digesting them. So this is the time to really start doing those practical things of being able to check things out, go and let your internet, just your fingers do the walking on the internet with those things that are practical. Check things out. Go to it, like they have land for sale on the internet where you could go and feel it. You could pull it up in the internet and put your energy into it and say, how does that feel for me? Because when I'm looking into the energy of from June to July in particular. Think of January to June, July. You guys are packing up and you're getting ready for the physical move, right? And literally start clearing out because you're already energetically bending like you're not there, right? And you're, so you want to start, again, moving as if you're physically moving, clearing out, getting rid of stuff, getting light is what I'm saying, lighting load, see what really matters, because it just really feels like, a lot of people are feeling this energy of doing minimal stuff. Like right now I'm going to my house, I'm getting a dumpster, and I'm just clearing out stuff. It just feels heavy for me to have things around, and there's nothing wrong with the things. I'm just feeling I want to lighten my load a lot. So I'm watching you guys, again, do that, and as when it comes down to it, it becomes very easy where I'm seeing you and your husband sitting down and looking between two different places that feel rather close to each other, and you're weighing them out, and I'm not seeing one certain place absolutely a lot better than the other. It goes back to your heart, because I see in the center of this scale where you're weighing out, your heart is throbbing, and it's pink, and it's very big. So that goes back to what feels like what feels best for me, what's in my heart's desires. And when you said close to family, how close is close to you? Because some close people means halfway around the world, and some people say on this earth, and some people mean 2 hours.
Yeah, well, within the same state would be nice,
okay.
You know,
okay.
From 1 to about maybe 3 hours.
Okay.
So they can
okay.
visit, you know, from time
yep.
to time.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I said.
And I've been feeling the need to let go of things as well,
okay.
You know,
perfect.
To clear
perfect.
Out.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. And that's exactly what I'm watching you do. So go again with this feeling, just clearing out, getting rid of stuff, pass it along to Goodwill, all those things of lightening the load to make it easier, because you're putting the move into the physical. And when it comes down to the family, it looks like it's more like an hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes versus the 3 hours of what I'm looking at you guys zone into right now. And have you looked at the Oregon, Vancouver area?
No, we've been looking in the eastern Washington area, but mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to be working out. So, but
okay.
Oregon, it has always, I mean, we've traveled to Oregon last
yeah.
year, and I loved it. It's
okay.
It looks like
okay.
like an option.
Okay, all right.
That would work.
Okay, good. Yeah, I absolutely check it out, feel it out, and again, pull it up, feel the energy out, and then take the, you could feel it out even before you physically go there, then take a pilgrimage out there and have everyone kind of feel it out. And it looks like, again, the two places look very close to each other. They could be literally 20, it almost seems like right next door to each other. When it comes down to it, when you're zoning in, there's two places, land lots that you're looking at each, but again, I'm not seeing one is going to be very obviously better than the other. The bottom line is the pink heart is that you guys go to the feelings of what feels good. Is one of the children a little bit resistant? Because I see one turning their foot out and kind of dragging their foot.
Yes, the one is very small. She's 5 months. The other one is 4 years old. And yes, she is very. She gets used to
yeah.
certain things, and she resists new
yeah.
anything
okay.
new.
Okay, okay. With her in particular, I just see you handing her these gold keys, like having her help, like she's in the decision part, or having her get excited about what she's taking with her instead of what she's letting go. You know what I mean? Because she's
mm-hmm.
really, really sensitive. And when I saw her left foot, it's like her foot is dragging, and it's pointing on a 90-degree angle, pointing to the left. So there's a part of her that she even came in here with the challenge of letting go, especially the past. And this is even a past life pattern, obviously, for a four-year-old to really want to hold on, because her part of her resistance to change is that she's so sensitive, and so it's really important for her to feel energetically grounded and supported. So when anything is going on, again, I'd have her get to do the excitement part. What do you want to take? And this is like a new adventure, and have her get into the excitement of building growth. What does she want to, like her own little garden? What is she going to do in her real little room, or, you know, that kind of thing? And the more, not overbloat her with it, but the more you can give her jobs about excitement, creative projects that she'll be able to do for herself, the more her foot will be able to go and be able to go with the flow. But I wouldn't also bombard her with information right now, because I see this umbrella over her, and there's a part of her
where I'm seeing my daughter's face over her face and with the equal sign. And my daughter, Taylor, she used to amaze me at how energetically she would read me and my husband, especially if we're deciding on a move or whatever. She could just pick up on our energy body. And so sometimes I literally, we had to have our conversations at a friend's house and kind of work out stuff so she wouldn't pick up on stuff. And even if we were having conversations that could be passionate about things and we'd get excited, sometimes she took it as, oh, what's going on? You know what I mean? So I just am hearing, be mindful of conversations, because she's very, very sensitive, and part of her can take things not getting all the information, especially the first 3 months of January through March, and there's her whole third chakra looks like it's bulging out, like it's a little like symbolically pregnant. So that's a real sense of her working on third chakra stuff, sense of self, self-esteem, see the subconscious, and she could also have some wild dreams. So just knowing that, you're going to do fine. I heard my cue of the music. So thank you for calling, Natalie, and I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back live next week and at Nicole News for the Soul this afternoon. So you listen to the Carol Connor Show. May you align with the divine. Thank you.